Welcome to the Life Lab Notes first ever audio advent calendar, featuring Christmas traditions from around the world and through the ages. There may be a few recipes and holiday stress management tips thrown in, and maybe a reindeer. Probably not a reindeer. December 4th, 2015. The year was 1670. The place, Cologne Cathedral, Germany. The problem, noisy children in the congregation during the Christmas Eve living creche ceremony. The brilliant solution, candy. According to folklore, the choir master at Cologne Cathedral asked a local candy maker to make stick candy to give to the children. But he went one step further, asking the candy maker to add a crook to the top of each stick, which would help children remember the shepherds who visited the baby Jesus. Behold, a teaching moment. Cut to 287 years later, 1957. We now have power steering, invented by Francis W. Davis in 1951. Liquid paper, thanks to Betty Nesmith Graham, who also brought Michael Nesmith of the Monkees into the world. He's the monkey I had a crush on. And the Earth has its first artificial satellite, Sputnik 1. But candy cane production is still in the dark ages. The sticks had to be manually bent into their J shape as they came off the production line. And at Bob's Candies in Albany, Georgia, breakage often ran over 20%. Luckily, Bob's brother-in-law, Gregory Harding Keller, invented the Keller machine, which automated the process of twisting the candy into striped spirals and cutting them to exact lengths. Did I mention Mr. Keller was actually Brother Keller, a Roman Catholic priest?
Coincidence or conspiracy?
It's coincidence. By the way, Bob's candies were the first to be wrapped in cellophane, which would not have helped the problem of noisy parishioners.
Unwrap your candy before the church service.
The Life Lab Notes 2015 Advent Calendar was written and produced by me, Sylvie Zamora, with theme music by Phil Ward, and recorded at Shy Cat Studios. Life Lab Notes is dedicated to the pursuit of interesting and possibly helpful insights about humans and life. Whatever you celebrate, and however you celebrate it, all the best.